This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's the Wally Show.
Most of us are aware of the things that are obviously dangerous that can unalive us. But what about those everyday things that can have just as much of an impact? So it's important for you to know, too, what these things are so you can be even more paranoid.
Dumb ways to die.
Yeah, that TikTok thing that's going around with people doing dumb things and that song playing is fantastic.
I found this article listing the top everyday things that have a higher chance of mortality. Did you know that kitten bites?
What?
Can unalive you.
You have two of them.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Well, their teeth are covered in bacteria, and if they bite you and draw blood, that bacteria can get into your body and lead to a serious infection.
Wow, I've heard that about, like, alligators, but I had never heard that about kittens.
What about kittens, yeah. Driving while tired. Many of us are guilty of this once or twice, but studies show that driving while tired is the same as driving under the influence. So for context, if you were to be awake 20 hours straight, you would be as impaired behind the wheel as someone with a blood alcohol level worthy of a DUI.
Oh, really? I could see that. I've had days where I've been driving home and it feels like I have narcolepsy. I like nothing. Yeah. I've held my head out the window.
Yep.
Like just
turn the radio up really loud.
I pinched myself.
Yes.
Like
I've been in that situation.
Yeah. I'm like, why? I mean, it wasn't like I was up for days. It was just my body was just shutting down.
Yeah. I don't know. And then finally, noise canceling headphones.
Wait, what? How can those unalive
you? While they're great for canceling out annoying loud noises, they can distract you from your surroundings, making you unaware if something serious were to go down around you and for you to react properly. So for instance, if you don't hear a car that's honking at you to get out of the way or a bike that's coming around the corner, like you're able to, if you hear it, you're able to step out of the way.
Gotcha.
But if you've got noise canceling headphones on, you're not aware and you could unalive yourself.
I would probably be that guy that's like all on a plane and then all of a sudden like I'm like the plane is like screaming down to the ground and I'd be like, oh my gosh, what just happened? We just crashed the plane. Because I put in my set of noise canceling headphones. I wrapped a face mask and a blanket around my head to not hear that child in front of me. And I'd miss the whole thing.
Dumb ways to die.
That's true. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Every Monday we like to do something called One Word Weekend. And this is where you give us one word that describes your weekend and we try to guess what happened. So the three of us, Gavin, Betty, and myself, we're actually on a work trip this weekend. And so I'm curious what our one words will be. Let's start with you, Lady Rock. What is your one word to describe the weekend? I see you smiling. I have a feeling I know what it is. Go.
I'm going to take the liberty of using two words because I have to.
Okay.
Mine is life alert.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the story. So we're on our way back to the airport after this meeting that we did. And we had to call an Uber to come and pick us up and take us to the airport.
Nicest Uber driver ever.
Nicest. And so he had done a great job of keeping his car very clean.
Cleanest Uber ever.
Yes. Okay, so it's an SUV. And so, you know, you got the driver and the passenger. Then you got the back seat. And then you've got the back seat. Okay. So this was just a pop-up seat. And Wally volunteered to take that seat.
Hero.
So as he's climbing into the SUV, like his hiney is directly in the like out in the open, like up in the air. He's crawling in and he slips and he falls. And we're like, oh my gosh. Then he goes and he does it again.
Yeah, I'm stuck. My foot is wedged. I try to extricate myself from it and put my foot back on the running board to get myself propelled into the back seat. My foot slips again. I scrape my shin down the whole thing.
So great.
And the poor guy is trying to help me.
Right, but the reason that Wally couldn't get any leverage was because the car was so clean. He had like waxed
it. He had armor-alled everything.
Yeah, and so it was super slippery, and Wally didn't know that. And my only regret is that I didn't have my camera running.
And that is not my regret. It's funny you say that because my one word for this weekend was humiliation.
Yes!
And it was about the exact same thing. Perfect. Gavin, what's your one word? I'm just curious.
Oh, we don't have to talk about... Okay, mine was tinkle. I'm known for being in this building, the guy who goes to the bathroom all the time. And I was also in between we had, segments of our meeting every hour. And I was going to the bathroom every hour.
Oh, bless.
And I had somebody from that office, like this complete, I've never met them before. Yeah. And just one day they meet me and they're like, have you gone to the bathroom every single
they're
break?
They're monitoring you.
I'm like, it's a tactical wee. I don't want to have to go in the middle of a meeting.
That's how when you're a man and you have a tiny bladder, you make it sound cooler. It's a tactical wee.
Yeah, but that also goes to show that it's so obvious people that don't even know you are like, I'm worried about you, sir.
It's humiliating.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So is mine. So it works out.
Yay!
All right, so what was your one-word weekend, all right? 855-33-WAY-FM. Give us one word, and then we'll try to guess what happened. 855-33-WAY-FM. It had to be better than ours. What do you got?
Oh, Wally, I've got waterfall.
Waterfall. I am going to say that you went to a TLC reunion concert.
Yes, don't go chasing waterfalls.
It was a wonderful experience, even without Left Eye.
Oh, Wally, you're close. You're close, bro. We went to Red River Gorge here in Kentucky, and I was at the top of this little fall called Creation Falls. I went to go put my toe in the water. Next thing I knew, my whole body was in the water. There were 3 tiers, and I fell off 1 tier, fell off a second, and then I was like, man, WWBGD. What would Bear Grylls do? So I made myself like a stick, and then fell down that third one and just slid right out. And I look up, and my wife, basically like a big fear in her face, and my daughter, who's about to turn 13, runs and goes, Dad, are you okay? I thought you were going to die on that waterfall. And thankfully, I'm okay with just a few minor scrapes and bruises.
Wow.
But next time I fall down a waterfall, WWBGD, what would Bear Grylls do, baby?
Man, I'm telling you, like, you survived a waterfall fall. That's a great story. You'll always have that. Some of the most, like, things that can be scariest or tragic also make you interesting in any conversation you're in.
But that also means you shouldn't put yourself in peril. I just want to say that for the kids.
Yeah, for the kids, not for the adults. You have at it.
Yeah. Thanks, Wally.
What do you got?
McGee.
Now, I know there's like a cartoon or something called McGee and Me.
Yeah, it's like a Christian cartoon, I think. It's a cartoon character with a little boy. It's called McGee and Me.
Okay, so I'm going to say that you got to be drawn into an episode of McGee and Me as a friendly little rabbit.
No.
Okay, Betty Rock.
I think that you got yourself a new pet for the family, couldn't come up with a name, and so you and the kids decided on McGee as the best possible name. And I'm not sure why. Can you tell us why y'all decided on McGee?
That's not it either.
I love your confidence. Betty Rock is so confident.
So tell us why.
Exactly. That's great. Okay, so Betty's obviously wrong. What is it?
So my husband and I was working hard in the yard planting seeds and stuff, and he surprised me with a trip to McGee Lake in Oklahoma, and it's where he used to go to a cabin with his uncle, and they rode four-wheelers and stuff, and it was really beautiful.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot of fun. When are y'all going?
It was. We went yesterday.
Oh, so that was fast. Is he always spontaneous like that, or was this out of character for him?
It was spontaneous and really out of character, too.
That's fun. I like when you can do that stuff, especially if you've been married for a long time, you know, like with good surprises. It's not good to be spontaneous with bad surprises, but good surprises works.
Right. He was like, I've got a surprise for you. And I was just like, what is it? And he says, well, get in the truck.
You're like, I'm going to need a little more information than this.
Yeah, do I need a sweater? Do I need a light jacket?
Do I need to call someone about my last known whereabouts?
And now for some good news.
Uplifting! Way FM, this here's the Wally Show. Well, look, good news, giddy up. You know, the regular news can be a bit heavy, divisive, and kind of a bummer. So we do good news, giddy up to counteract that. A couple good news. Rapid fire stories coming at you. We're going to start with you, Lady Rock. Good news, giddy up. Go.
There was a special moment at the Oakland International Airport in California recently. They paid tribute to a 100-year-old World War II veteran the other day. So what happened was passengers were asked by a Southwest employee if they would come along with him and sing God Bless America.
Nice.
And as you can imagine, that was really touching for this World War II vet.
God bless America.
Nice.
My home, sweet home.
One more time.
God bless America.
One more time. Yeah, that's good. It's one of those things that, like, unfortunately in our country, we've gotten so ridiculously liberal with so many things that even singing God Bless America, someone can be offended.
Yeah.
You know, I think that God, what are we talking about? God and blessing America. Yeah. No, stop it. Yeah. You know, like, let's enjoy this moment.
This is a 100-year-old man.
That served his country, too. So I love that. That's good stuff. And I'm glad that they had the, the wherewithal to do that and not worry about any ramifications of people today. So good on them. This is kind of cool. There was a 2-year-old kid who was watching construction workers outside his house. So the workers stopped what they were doing. And they used a backhoe to actually fill his Tonka truck up with dirt.
That's so cute.
I think that's great. Like, as a kid, I loved construction tools because my dad had a construction company.
Yeah.
And I would have lost my mind if somebody had done this.
Yeah, and for them to take the time out of their busy day to just make this little boy's day, that's awesome.
And the operator was just kind of showing off because he's got a full bucket of dirt. And this Tonka truck's like, a foot long. And he's showing how gently he can release dirt into it, not just bury it.
That's precious.
It was cool. And that's something that kid will always remember.
Yes.
That's the thing, man. You can create moments for people that don't take a lot of time or effort, but they are things that will last with them, and you can leave a positive influence on their whole lives. And so that's why we do a little good news giddy up.
Wally fancies himself a bit of an amateur first responder.
What can I say? I like to help.
But you're not qualified. I would trust you more if you went to Colorado Christian University. They have degrees for working professionals who want to make a difference in this world.
You know what, Rock? You're right. Maybe I should look into their campus event and organizational safety program. It's a fully online degree designed to equip you with cutting-edge but practical, timely skills to further your criminal justice career and help you protect the innocent people at places like churches and schools.
Plus, the Master of Science in Criminal Justice program is 36 credit hours and it can be completed in as little as 15 months with full-time study.
So start a degree in 2023 so you can do more in 2024. CCU also has a generous policy for transferring credits. In fact, you can even get a scholarship just for transferring credits.
Criminal justice can be an exciting but challenging career, and we need people who are not only professionals but also believers. That's why Colorado Christian University makes sure all of their courses integrate a biblical worldview.
Find out more at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's a little something to help set the tone for the day. It's the Wally Show.
So the Joe Bros or the Jonas Brothers, you know them from songs like this. I only remember the early stuff of the Joe Bros, but they're all married now, and they have kids that are roughly the same age, and they said they share an unspoken rule in their family that helps them get along as brothers, fathers, and bandmates. Can you imagine what that is? You take a guess there, Buddy Rock?
To never go to bed angry.
Okay, that's good. Like, call your brother and say, I'm not angry with you anymore as we go to sleep. Okay, no, that's not it, but not bad advice. Gavin?
How about to not play like music together at anyone's house. Where maybe they just leave work at work and at home we're not doing work, which is music for them. Work at home,
right? Yeah, no, that's a good one. But no, actually, their unspoken rule is they do not share tips or feedback on being dads. Like that's how it keeps their family unified.
That's smart. Not, I think. Unless it's asked for.
They don't even do that. Like, So, like, their advice is to not give advice to each other. And I'm sure that if two of them are together, they'll talk about the other one. Because that's what you do. But they do not give advice, especially unsolicited. We really don't give each other advice about family. It's like an unspoken rule, Kevin said. And then Nick, the only Jonas we listen to, said, there's no feedback, no advice. You go on your own journey. You do your own thing. I'm going to do mine. And it's the healthiest way forward.
I think that that's something mom should do as well, because then it could be about should you, you know, cradle them or should you make them learn or, you know, like all the different things.
My mom is the best, though, at this. Like, she will not talk smack about anyone in our family. And I've tried to get her to.
Of course,
but she is so sweet. And like, so I'd throw out a bone about, man, I can't believe they're raising their kids like this, right? I mean, it's crazy, right? Oh, you know, everyone has their own way. What is wrong with you, woman? Like, my sister's crazy. But no, she's so great about it. And that's why she keeps peace in our family. And so here's the deal. I did find a little study kind of tagged into this that, like, if you have a family member, like a sibling that wants to give you advice about your parenting style, what should you do? And here's like four little quick tips that might help you. They say, one, the best thing is to acknowledge and appreciate their concern. Hey, I appreciate you worrying about me and my family and my kids. Thank you for that. And try to mean it. Thank them respectfully. Thank you for your concern.
Okay.
Then set boundaries. We're not doing this. Okay. I'm not going to do this to you. I don't like this
the
from
finger
you.
Finger wag that you're doing is does that go with it?
That's how you make a boundary.
Oh, okay,
that's a boundary marker.
Good to know.
You would do like a little rainbow. Like we're not going to do this. Okay. And then tell them and just let them know that you're comfortable with how you parent. You know, it's like, hey, I appreciate your concern. Thank you very much. I love what you do with your kids, but this is how I choose to raise my kids, and it's working pretty well. And that's how you could maybe navigate some of this.
Okay, that's good. That's good stuff.
There you go. Yeah, so there you go. Some tips there today that maybe will help you out. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We've all heard that term, more or less. I started thinking about this in connection with our lives. Are there things we want to do more of and things we want to do less of? For example, I'd like to be more patient and maybe less awesome. Okay, less self-centered.
There we go.
Yeah. Do you feel
that
like
sounds about right?
Do you feel like your anger comes from a place of self-centeredness?
I think some of it can when you think people are impeding you and it's inconveniencing you. I think you can boil down a lot of sin to self. Honestly, I'm not happy. I'm not getting what I deserve. You're in my way. You know, I definitely think that selfishness is a huge undercurrent for a lot of the sins that we have.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that would be my more or less, or more and less, actually. I want to do more and less. Okay. And now they can be connected. They don't have to be connected. They can be serious. They can be silly. It's totally up to you, but we're just curious what your more and less are. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Okay. Could I try my own?
I would love to. I didn't know if you had one or not.
I do.
So, yeah, I'd love to weigh in on this.
Okay. So I want to do or be more present.
Oh, okay. That's good.
And less anxious.
Those are both very good.
Because I do believe that when we think too far in the future, it makes us very anxious. I know I can feel that way when I think about all the things that have to be done during the week.
Right.
But I'm trying to be more present and being like, this is where I'm at. This is where I am right now.
Right.
So I will take care of things right now. And it has definitely helped me with my anxiousness.
That's good. And those are connected. That's really good. See, that's exactly how you do it. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your more and less? Okay. Something you want to be more of or do more of. Something you want to do less of. And again, they can be connected, silly, serious, up to you. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now. So what's yours?
I want to be more godly and less anxious.
Less anxious. Betty Rocks was less anxious as well. I think anxiety and anxiousness is something that a lot of people, I think most of us struggle with it in some way, but yeah. For some people it's more consuming.
Yeah, Ashley, how have you seen this play out in your own life when anxiety got the best of you?
I have really bad anxiety, and I've had anxiety for a long time. I lived through an abusive relationship, and so anxiety gets the best of me a lot of times.
Have you tried just being less anxious?
That's never a good thing to say.
I know, but that's how people view it, that don't struggle with anxiety. They don't understand it. So it's like, oh, why don't you just be less anxious? Be more in the Word, you know?
Right.
It's like, walk a mile in my shoes.
Well, and Ashley, I love what you have to say about being more godly, because I think ultimately a lot of the answers that we need or the comfort that we need can only be found in God. So you realizing that and working on it, man, that's awesome.
I've recently started going to church every Sunday and every Wednesday for women's Bible study, and it just made me realize that I need to be more like him and less like me.
There you go. Also a great song by Zach Williams. So what are yours?
Okay, I would like to be more trusting in God, knowing that he has the answers, and less taking it back from him and putting it back on my plate.
Oh, from your lips to my ears and everybody else. It's very true, man. We all do this in some form.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we realize we're taking that responsibility back on our shoulders that we're not even meant to carry. We see that in our anger, or we see that in our frustration, or even in our anxiety, depression. And I think when we start realizing or seeing signs of those things in our personality, that's when we need to kind of wake up and be like, okay, I need to go back to spending time with the Lord and trusting him.
Well, the reason we take it back is because God's not doing it the way we want it, or on the time frame
that
we want
the control.
If he did it exactly the way we designed it every time, we wouldn't take it back, but it would usually probably be worse.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
If he did things our way. So that's a great reminder. And in the meantime too, like when you're like struggling with something or stressed about something or wanting to take it back, and you guys are right about being in the Word and, you know, leaning on God, we've got the prayer wall, which is a great place. If you've got that prayer request for something, you can post it. People are praying for you on that, and then you'll get notifications as well that let you know that people are praying. And it could be that right moment to go, okay, I'm not going to take it back now.
Right.
Someone's praying for me. That's really good.
And it's easy to get access to it if you just text PRAY to 91979. That's PRAY to 91979.
Behold God stuff.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we talk about things that happen outside of church and where God is involved in it. And this one was kind of a really cool thing. I'm sure that you remember the shooting that happened 3 weeks ago in Nashville at Covenant School. It made all the news around the country, and it's been like really sunny since Easter hit here, but this was what was really kind of cool, though. You know, it's like a lot of Christian artists I saw posting about this. It's like there was this brief rain that fell right before the families of Covenant School were meeting for the very first time. So it was a really brief rain, and the sun never stopped shining. And these families are at the school meeting, and they have all chosen to reclaim their school, the building, the land, because of their faith. Like, they're like, we're not going to let this undo us. We're not going to move to another building. We are going to reclaim this in the name of Jesus. And so they meet at the school. They worship. They declare their faith in God. And, you know, then they're going to walk through this. And they said that, you know, dark will always be dark. It will be getting darker, but light will always win. And so then as they're about to enter the building, a double rainbow lights up the sky, you know, where it had just rained for just a few minutes. And it's kind of cool because it's at the exact time that the Covenant families are starting to enter the building. Here's this double rainbow that spans from one side of the school to the other. And then if you look at Genesis 9:16, it says, I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be a sign, the covenant between me and earth.
Oh,
I
wow.
will remember my covenant between me and you.
Oh, wow.
And I think it was just a really cool moment as they remember their covenant to God, like, we are going to trust you. And then they get this sign kind of thing of the rainbows. And I know some people can dismiss that away, you know, but I think God gives us little things and what we need when we need it. And then the moment was captured in a picture and it was shared all over. And there was one group of the Covenant families that even pulled aside to pray for the shooter's family and their funeral as well. And so it's like God was all over this moment and in a really cool way. And I just love that there was actually a visual representation to remember that he is here and he's here in our darkest moments.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
I think something people feel proud of is when they've realized that they like something before it becomes popular.
Popular. I know. That's very true, Gavin. I'm sorry. I have to give you the backstory.
Oh, man, yeah.
Gavin was like, I want to play the popular bed, and I'll tell you when to do it. And I'm like, oh, you'll tell me. Okay, that's fine. I'll do that for you. And then Betty was like, you should just open up the break with that bed and totally hose him.
Completely throwing me off here.
I know. That's why I felt the need to explain it. So anyway, so things that are cool once before they become popular.
Yeah, someone created this list of everyday things that most people thought were great until they became mainstream and started to go downhill. Have you ever been in that case? You found it before it became cool?
Absolutely. My daughter was ahead of One Direction.
Like, no
she,
way.
Yeah, she liked One Direction before they became One Direction and were just blowing up. And she felt so good about that. And then the second that everyone liked it, she's like, I'm out. I'm wired the same way. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Let me jump
Harry
in.
Harry Styles.
Okay, so the first... Oh, what?
Yeah, how weird.
Okay, first thing on this list was garage sales, yard sales, and flea markets. Because now... people feel like things are being sold for like way too high of a price. Back when it used to be, you know, people getting rid of their junk. Now it's people getting rid of their high-end, mid-century modern furniture that they're just switching out. It's not a yard sale. It's just a, it's like you're shopping at a store now.
Or like when you go to, like, we have a thing, the Nashville flea market, and like all the hipsters in Nashville want to buy, you know, trendy beat up stuff.
Yeah.
And so when I used to go buy it, like a flywheel for $5, now it's $85, you know? And you're like, oh, dadgummit.
It's great for people who have that stuff and are selling it though,
yeah,
but bad for the shopper. So the next thing on the list was the Food Network, which I'm a huge fan of, but they say it used to be a good place to learn new recipes and techniques, but now it's just a channel for reality competitions.
Yeah, it really is.
Massive shows. And I'm a big fan of
Beat Bobby Flay.
Triple G with Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
But I do understand where it's like, if you used to love it for the sheer like learning and you wanted to copy what you saw, it's a lot harder to do that nowadays.
If you were a foodie, straight up foodie, and you liked Alton Brown, you know, the science behind food, yeah, I could see you not liking the Beat Bobby Flays. But I actually think Food Network got better.
Oh, I agree.
I wish they'd bring back Food Network Star.
Oh,
that's where
that
they discovered
a
lot of those hosts. That's a great show.
A lot of the people on Food Network came from Food
Guy
Network
Fieri.
Star. Yeah, exactly. The next one was youth sports. And I do get this one. They say that they used to be fun way for kids to try something new, but now they're super serious, time consuming, and quote unquote parent driven.
My brother's daughter, he was sending me videos of her playing volleyball. All that, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. She's killing it. And they're like, oh, she's flying home. What do you mean she's flying home? Mm-hmm. She's in high school. And they had a travel game and they were in Virginia.
Oh,
like it's like I had friends that their kids play hockey and they have to fly to hockey games and the parents are like paying bunches of money to do this now. I mean, we just always played like in our, it's basically our neighborhoods, you know?
Oh yeah. I mean, I played the normal like late, like neighborhood soccer. And then I started playing club soccer, but I was passionate about it. Like I wanted to do it. My parents were like, do you want to? I do, but I don't want to know how much I owe them for how much they had me do or for how much they paid for. Okay, and this
last
one.
You know what parents need is a crystal ball so that they can look into their kid's future and go, okay, just so you know, we're not spending any money on this because it ain't going to pan out.
They see Gavin and they're like, he's only going to be 5'6" and slow. Let's pull the cord now.
Exactly. Let's all save some money. Hey, how about science, Gavin? Would you like science or chess? Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Got a chance for you to win a prize here with our best worst joke game. You got two things you need to do. One, you need to sit in judgment of our jokes because we try to tell a joke, and if our punchline is stolen by someone else on the show, then the joke is out of contention, and we just want to know which one you think is the best worst joke, kind of the groaner. But then, this is the tough part. You have to tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, then you win a prize. So it's that simple. Gavin, we'll start with you today.
Sweet. I don't dislike mine today.
Okay.
What do you get when you cross a fish and an elephant?
elephant. I don't know what.
You get swimming trunks.
Ah, nicely done. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's
right. That's like a third grade level joke.
Like it.
Proud
that's
of
good.
It.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Lady Rock.
What do you call a bee that comes from America?
USB. A USB.
Oh, yes.
I got it.
You got it. Felt like you walked into it too.
I did.
It was like accidental.
Because I'm like, America can't be the thing. It's got to be about USB.
B.
Betty Rock, out of contention.
See ya.
But if mine goes, Gavin would be the only joke
Come
that
on
wins
now.
Today. So here we go. How do you get rid of a one? How do you get rid of a one?
You see to it.
Mm, no, don't even know what that means.
I don't know, but she said two.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything.
Add a G, and it's gone.
Oh.
How do you get rid of a one?
Yeah.
Add a G.
The letter one and a G.
Right, write out one and then put a G.
I was putting it at the end, and
Got
I was
it.
Like, that doesn't make sense. Put it at the
You're
beginning.
You're like, that's oneg.
Gone.
You're so dumb. Yeah. That's oneg.
Like,
no, if you put it in the front. Oh.
That's like sixth grade level.
It is. It's heady.
Subpar.
It's heady.
It's subpar.
It's one of those jokes you got to think about. That's for your smarter kids.
And so Wally and I didn't make that in.
Well, I don't lump me into yours. I told it.
You just got it because you read it.
All right. So, in truth be told, I had to read it twice. 855. What is our phone
33-WAY-FM.
WAY-FM. Thank you. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you have a joke, again, remember, you got to tell us which is the best joke between mine and Gavin's, and then tell us one. If we cannot steal your punchline like we did to Betty Rock, you will win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show with you, Jordan. It's best worst joke time. So two jobs for you. You have to, one, tell us who is the best worst joke between Gavin and myself, because Betty Rock's punchline got stolen, so she is out of contention here. We'll give you the jokes one more time just to give you one more listen through and see if you're going to make the right decision. Gavin, go ahead.
Okay, what do you get when you cross a fish and an elephant? Swimming trunks.
Oh, he even told it cute too, didn't he?
I'm trying.
It made Jordan laugh. Mine is, how do you get rid of a one? Add a G, and it's gone. Betty Rock is like, Betty's trying to throw you off, Jordan, by saying, groaner. Which joke are you going with? Which is the best worst joke?
I'm so sorry, but I have to go with Gavin.
Yes.
I have a 9-year-old, and he would love it.
Okay. You know what? That's why we do this, too, so you can tell your kids jokes and make them laugh. So, I think it's a good joke. I like that one. So, good job on that. Now, Jordan, and congratulations, Gavin.
Thank you.
Now, Jordan, you now have to tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. What do you got?
All righty. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
Ooh. Ooh, I don't know that I've heard this one. Do you know?
I do.
Buckeyes?
I do. No.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell it? Because then I'm stealing a prize.
I know.
Doing
you
it.
Have to, though.
I have to?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yes, that is it.
Yeah, and you even did it with the accent.
I know.
Gavin, jeez.
Jordan, I would have never done that to you.
Him to. You're the worst.
Yeah.
Both of you.
I don't think I told him to.
No, you did.
I'll cut that
Rewind
out.
Rewind the tape.
No, I'll cut it out. So, Jordan, I am so sorry Gavin did that to you, but I like you, and I just desperately need friends, so I'm going to give you a prize as well, and Gavin's still going to have to mail it to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you listening and being on the show with us today. Jordan, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show with Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
Mind Blown.
Okay. Where were you?
Yeah, she went out of order and it just messed everything up. But that's okay. She's going to be difficult today, but I can work with it. So Mind Blown is where, if you've ever felt like you didn't have anything to offer in a conversation and the world just has conversations around you and you get overlooked, well, this is a way that we can help you with that. This is a way you can become the most interesting person in any room. If you just write down these mind-blowing facts and you commit them to memory, you can make conversations happen. We'll show you how this works. We're at work right now, kind of hanging out. Gavin and I are talking. Betty's milling about over on the side there, pretending not to be interested in us two cool dudes.
No, I am busy pouring another cup of coffee in my own world.
Okay, you just stay over there for a minute. Gavin, if we're going to have a conversation here, what do you want to know about?
We're two cliche dudes talking about football.
Correct.
And I am the more football-knowledged human being, so right. if you could hit me with a football fact, I'd be very impressed.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit you not only with a football fact, but then I'm going to take it and combine it with an entertainment fact.
Oh, touchdown.
Which is for... Thank you. Which is for both of us, because those are the two worlds we like. Did you know that when NBC wanted Al Michaels to do their play-by-play announcing for Sunday Night Football... He was under contract with ABC.
Okay.
ABC is owned by Disney, and they would not let him go unless they got NBC to give them something in return. Do you know what they asked for?
Man,
have you ever heard
it,
the story?
No. And maybe was it like a certain show or a different, maybe like entertainment-related news anchor?
Close. No, it was they wanted the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. It was one of Walt's first original drawings. You see the rabbit with the long ears and black and white? That was one of his first drawings that preceded Mickey. And I guess NBC had the rights to that. And so they said, if you'll give us the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, you can have Al Michaels. So Al Michaels was traded for a cartoon.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and they made the deal.
I don't really think too much about Oswald as like a... character, like that didn't go very far.
No,
so maybe ABC won or NBC won that one.
Kind of, yeah. You don't see a lot of Oswald, but I mean, they could make a little bit of money.
Sure.
I'm sure. Well, probably more than we even think about. Now, here's what we do. Like, I see Betty Rock walking away. Like, she's totally not interested in sports. She's not going to be in this at all. And so I know how to get her back.
Okay, go get her.
So anyway, the other day,
she's
I was
pretty far away
watching a show with Denzel Washington.
Wait, what? Hey guys.
Hey, what's up?
Are y'all talking about Denzel Washington?
Gavin and I are just talking about Denzel Washington, like we always do. If you hung out with us more, you would know that. but did you know, Betty, since, are you a Denzel fan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
I didn't even know that.
What woman isn't?
I know. I didn't even know that. Did you know that in his entire 40-year career, Denzel Washington never appeared in a sequel until... The Equalizer 2 in 2018. There was The Equalizer. He was in The Equalizer. And then there was the sequel to it in 2018. That's the first time he's ever done a sequel.
That's because he doesn't need to do a sequel.
That's right.
He is man enough to be the first and the last.
Although he is getting older, now there's an Equalizer 3 coming out.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there is. Yes, there is. And so now
he's selling out.
He really is. He's like, I got to make this money now. I got to turn into Liam Neeson and do every Taken 29.
Don't talk bad about him.
Well, see, we got her in, and that's all that matters. We got her hooked in and she was interested. So now if you have a Denzel fan that you want to talk to, but they're like unapproachable, that's how you do it. And that is your mind blown. Bye, Rock. That was short-lived.
No,
but
come back.
She's not coming back. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Every day, as soon as we finish the regular show, we plant ourselves right in our chair and we do a thing called our Aftercast, which is just a podcast. And it's stuff that we didn't talk about on the show during that time. And one of the fun things is people will ask us questions and we'll answer those there on our podcast. And the question we hit, this is a question that we've never gotten before, but I absolutely loved it.
Melissa wants to know, Jesus is on the show and he's playing two games. One of them you usually play on the show, another a new game. Let's start with the games that we always play. What would you play? What game would you play with him? I know what I would do.
Okay, let's start with you.
Whole lot of history.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to know,
what's in his
what is he Googling?
Yeah. And why is he Googling? You should know it all.
Yeah.
That's funny. I would like to do Snap Judgment, because I'd love to hear what songs he doesn't like. You just play like Casting Crowns, and he goes, ugh. Guys, really? Another 5-minute song? Please. I'm even tired of hearing about me, you know?
Would there be a new game that you would try to come up with for him?
Tell me Betty's Darkest Secret. That is it.
No!
That would be such a good game.
No!
And then he could give me a fake one and then a real one, and then we try to guess.
No!
And he knows, because then, like, when you say no, he goes, Betty.
No!
Yes, I love that
game. I would like to play a game with him where I tell him jokes that you think, Wally, are funny.
Oh, no.
And see if he laughs at them as well. And I'm going to bet about 99.9% of the time, he would not.
I think he might surprise you. I think he might go, I'm a big fan of sarcasm, irony, and something that is just really wrong. so wrong that it only could be a joke? Like, so yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't like that.
I don't think so either, actually. I don't want to play that game. Well, if you want to check out the Aftercast, because it's a little bit different than the regular show, it could not be easier.
Yeah, just text TWS, that stands for The Wally Show, so TWS to 91979. I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. If it's trending, streaming, or starring, Betty Rock's got it. Betty Rock's got it. On The Rock Report.
Hey, Betty.
Guillermo Rodriguez, you know him as the parking lot security guard sidekick for Jimmy Kimmel on his late night talk show. And while he's been a well-loved character for the general public, he's now getting some heat over a misunderstanding involving two adopted dogs. So it started back in 2021 when Guillermo decided to adopt two little Chihuahua puppies, Chase and Ray, from a dog rescue in California. He was so excited about it, loved adding to the family. They were all over his Instagram.
What could be wrong?
Yeah.
What could be wrong? He didn't go to a puppy mill. He got them from the pound.
Right. However, just recently, the dog rescue got a call from a local pound notifying them that those same dogs were now surrendered to the pound by an unnamed woman.
What?
So what's going on? We don't know. Well, instead of reaching out to the dog's owner, Guillermo, about why the dogs were surrendered, they decided to take to social media calling Guillermo out on what he had done, as well as posting the contract he had signed at the original adoption, stating that if he, for some reason, needed to help rehoming these pups, the rescue would be the first place that he would reach out to.
Okay.
Well, you know, now they're at the pound. So that wasn't the place that he reached out to, obviously. So they're going out on social media saying, what you did was wrong, that's terrible, without even getting his side of the story first, which I think is wrong. So eventually he hears about what's going on social media, and he's like, what is causing all of this hate? Like, what's going on? Sees what the pound did, and he's like, okay, so the unnamed woman that returned my pups is actually my sister. So what happened was his grandmother is suffering from dementia, and she owned a big dog, so he took on the responsibility of that big dog.
Nice of him.
Then something happened to his knee, so he needed emergency knee surgery to get that done. So then he had to put his grandmother's big dog, as well as these two little Chihuahua puppies, in the care of his sister. While his sister was caring for those three dogs, I guess the big dog and the little dogs got in a lot of fights, and was scared that the big dog was going to really seriously hurt the little dogs. So without asking, she just gave them up to the local pound.
Who does that? Like,
well,
what
she did?
What, like, what person in their right mind goes, I'm just going to get rid of your dogs?
I don't
for
know.
You?
I
like,
don't know.
That's the issue,
right? Well, she did, and so, anyways, it wasn't Guillermo's fault, but he's getting called out for it on social media.
Sure, because he's the celebrity.
Exactly. Now, after he put out his own side of the story, the rescue that he got the two dogs from, they are going to help rehome these dogs. But they're hoping that this situation can be a teachable moment for all people. That if you adopt two dogs from a rescue, if you can't handle them, you need to return them to that rescue and not a pound. Yeah. That's a kill shelter.
There's another teachable moment here is don't be a psycho online to somebody till you find out the whole story either. Like, they're culpable in this.
I agree. I think it was very wrong of them to just assume that he did it out of a mean heart.
Right.
It's not that. He just didn't know what was going on.
And his sister did it.
Yeah, his sister did it.
Unless he's making her take the fall. He's like, I got to get rid of these dogs. Don't you do this for me.
Don't Wally this up. No. It was a general misunderstanding.
Okay.
He did not mean anything by it. And the two dogs will end up in a happy home.
Hopefully. I hate the way my brain works because now I'm not sure where I land on this. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and every place that you go to work has their own set of rules. Some of them are posted, others are not written. They're unwritten rules. And, like, I know we had for a lot of years here that the guys took out the trash and the girls did the dishes, which I thought was wrong.
Yeah, especially in this day and age.
Like,
and
I do my own dishes here. Like, I don't expect anyone to do it. It's like being an adult.
That's really what it comes down to, is that if you have dirty dishes, you should clean them. It shouldn't go to the next female on the list.
Absolutely, I agree. Hey, man, power to the sisterhood. I agree with you. Solidarity.
So I found this article that was listing out people were talking about the worst work rules that they had to follow. And one of them I thought was very interesting. This person said that they worked for a law firm as a legal assistant and would get charged $25 each time they didn't answer their phone.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
So does that mean, like, when they're out of the building, if you don't answer your phone, $25 is coming out of your account?
I guess, because a lot of those discussions are probably worth a lot of money, and I agree with that. That'd be great. Yes.
No, there need to be boundaries.
There have been times I've needed Betty's help and can't get a hold of her because I know she's just napping.
If you could charge her $25.
I would love this rule. This is a great rule.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's a terrible idea.
Okay, well, we have two different viewpoints of that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So let's do this.
One is healthier, one is not.
Right, and one is unproductive and lazy. So, again, two different viewpoints.
Oh,
so let's
gosh.
Have this discussion, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. What is a workplace rule that you have that you think might be a little on the silly side or a difficult one or just a workplace rule you're not a big fan of? And I'm curious, like, if one of us on the show is like, no, I agree with your company. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Like me and the lawyer thing. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours right now.
James, he has to deal with one that I think seems a bit sketchy. He said he works for a government contractor, and he's not allowed to tell anyone where he works. He has to take up his parking pass off my rear view mirror when I leave, and even though they give us shirts at least once a year, we aren't allowed to wear them away outside the complex.
Oh, wow.
Now, isn't that a little odd?
That's like spy type stuff.
Right. We had another person that said that they anytime they needed to use the bathroom, they had to raise their hand and wait for their boss to call on them and say, yes, it's okay for you to go.
No, Gavin's arm, he would get frozen shoulder.
I would.
Because his arm would be up all the time.
We'd have to bring the potty in here.
Oh, and like me, I don't want anyone to know when I'm using the restroom. Like, I'm all stealthy.
Yeah, imagine if you had to raise your hand every time, like a kindergartner.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do it. Like, I just would not. I
so
would
weird.
Not do that. All right, if you got one, that's weird. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is a rule at your work that you might seems a little weird? Okay, like that potty thing, that's way weird. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What's yours?
Okay, well, it's not mine. It's my husband. So my husband is not allowed to tell anybody who he works for or what he does. So when everybody asks me what my husband does, I have to tell them that he makes typewriters.
What?
Yes.
Why can't he tell anybody where he works? Do you know where he works?
I do know. My husband works for Sierra State.
Well, you just said it. Like, you just said it.
How bad at this are you? Like this is why you don't work there, because you can't keep a secret.
So, I can tell you where he works. So he works at Sierra State. I cannot tell you what he does.
Okay, I got one for you. I have a brother-in-law who cannot tell me what he does in research and development for his job. You want to know what he does?
What?
Tires. Works at Michelin. And he cannot tell me.
What?
I swear to you.
I think he's telling you a lie.
No.
No. It is so many rules.
Yeah, my brother-in-law can't tell his wife the research that he's doing because it's all like highly classified inside.
It's not.
It's corporate stuff.
It's a tire.
No.
He's not working for the CIA.
Well, we don't know that either.
No.
He could be.
No, he just wants y'all to think he's mysterious, and so he's just telling you that.
Yeah, he's got the most boring job in the world.
Exactly.
He's like, how do I make this better? I just tell people I can't talk about it.
Exactly.
Uplifting Way FM.
You've heard of history. Well, this is Herstory with Betty Rock.
Kelsey Whitmore, she's a 24-year-old, and she is the first woman to ever start and pitch for an Atlantic League baseball team. So she's taking the pitcher's mound for the Staten Island Fairy Hawks 2022 season.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like you've heard of other women doing things inside of the sport, but that's a big deal, actually.
Yeah, and she said in a recent interview, she said she grew up playing all sports with her brother, with her dad, and she saw no boundaries between herself and other teammates, but that's how her dad raised her.
Sure.
It was like, there's no difference between you and any other boy, and whoever was in front of me is a competitor. And so she said, she was asked, like, what advice would you share with young athletes that are seeing what you've accomplished and maybe they want to accomplish just the same? She said, before anything that you are going to do in life, learn to find yourself. Look in the mirror and continue to ask yourself difficult questions. Once you have that, you can fearlessly go for anything you want in life. And for me, that's baseball. And I think mainly what she's talking about is when you walk out on that pitcher's mound and you know you're the only female,
right?
And people are going to be looking at you, they're also going to be judging you more than they are with any other person. But if you've kind of reflected inwardly and you're like, okay, I know who I am as a person, I know my abilities, and I am confident in who I am, that's going to take you far.
I mean, I typically like women's sports to be women's sports and men's sports to be men's sports, typically. But like, take baseball, for example, there's not like a great professional softball league for women to go make a career at. If
yeah.
this woman can function at the level that the men are playing at, and she can, and that it's an outlet for her to be a professional in a sport she loves,
mm-hmm.
and she can hang, and it's not just because it's a media thing, great. Good
yeah.
on her, man. That's impressive, because those guys play at a super high caliber, and if she can throw 90-mile-an-hour fastballs and stuff, that's amazing.
I would love to see you catch one of her fastballs.
Oh, yeah. I did a thing one time with a gold medal women's pitcher for mm-hmm. softball for the American team, and we put ourselves in trash cans and had her throw pitches at us.
Oh, my word.
It hurt so bad, because we're making jokes like, oh, how hard can it be? That chick could throw.
Yep.
And it dented the trash can, hit me in the face.
Nice.
Like, yeah.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, exactly. I think I suffered some brain damage from it. But there you go. There's a little Herstory for you today.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.